This is old Blois, and I want to talk to you a little bit today about Halloween. Now, Halloween has always been a big day down here in Wildwood, and I guess the reason might be, I think part of the reason might be that it's so dead blame dark down here. You know, when it gets dark out here in the country, it gets dark. There ain't no lights nowhere. And except for the, you know, lights in my house, and I've got some lights in the barn, you know, where I go to milk. But other than that, there ain't no lights on poles out here nowhere. It just gets plumb dark when it gets dark. And so I think that's part of the reason that Halloween is so big down here. But the kids get a kick out of it, and they always pulling pranks on people. And now we've got some rules about Halloween down here that come about a few years back, about 8 years ago. See, these kids was always pulling pranks, but they didn't know the difference between, you know, what was funny and what was harmful. And so one time they come down here to old Uncle Fred's house and punched a bunch of holes in Fred's screens, you know, in his window screens and screen door. And Uncle Fred, you know, he's got old rheumatism and neuralgia real bad. And so it was, you know, it was dangersome for Uncle Fred. They didn't know any better, you know, but the sheriff called them in. He called all the kids in, had a meeting with them, and he said, "Now, y'all are going to have to go down there and fix Uncle Fred's screens." He said, "I don't know which one of you done it, but I know that bunch of you had a hand in it." And he said, "That's going to cost you some money, because Uncle Fred, he could pay for the screens, but he ain't going to, because you ruined them." And he said, "I want to tell you some more about this thing about Halloween that you need to understand." He said, "Now, we take care of you kids down here, and we want you to have fun, and we want you to celebrate the holidays and do anything that you want to do, just so long as it ain't harmful to other people." He said, "Now, if you destroy property, or if you bust lights, or if you cost somebody some money," he said, "that ain't a good joke." And he said, "We don't want that down here." But he said, "As long as you can do stuff, you do any kind of mischief that you want to do, just so long as you don't cost anybody anything and it don't hurt nobody." And he said, "That's going to be the rule around here." He said, "Now, can you live within that rule? Because if you can, you can celebrate Halloween down here. And if you can't," he said, "we're going to put a stop to it. That's all there is to it." So the kids all nodded their heads, you know, and they said that they was, they didn't say nothing, but they nodded their heads like they understood what the sheriff said. So he said, "All right, y'all can go." And he said, "Next year, just keep this in mind, that we know people are going to do mischief." He said, "I done it when I was a boy, and everybody else has too." And said, "We used to like to do stuff, but," said, "we didn't harm nobody. We didn't really cost anybody no money." And he said, "If you can remember that, then we're going to get along fine. That's all there is to it." So ever since then, they have pulled these pranks down here all the time. And it's funny to watch what they will do, because they've got real good imaginations. In spite of what I might have said in one of them interviews with old Brenda Puckett, well, they have got real good imaginations, and they will think up some of the damnedest things that you've ever seen as far as thinking up mischief that don't harm nobody and don't cost them no money, but yet it's funny. And it's, I get a kick out of them. I really do. And last year, they pulled something on me, and it might near scared me to death. And I tell you, I'm not, you know, I don't believe in no ghosties or nothing like that, but they did scare the heck out of me. And I tell you what they done. You know, I've got this big old dog down here named Toby that he's just as friendly as he can be. He's got some Great Dane in him, and he's a great big old dog. About it, he looks like a horse, and he's just as friendly. All the kids play with him, and he wouldn't hurt nobody. And he is kind of brown and white is what color he is. And so they're always playing with him, and sometimes he'll go off with them, and I don't pay no attention because I know he'll come back. So the kids all like him, and they play with him. So one day, one time on Halloween, this was last year, as a matter of fact, they done this to me, and they always pick out somebody, and they picked me out last year, and I don't know why, but it was funny after it was over with, but at the time it kind of scared me. But I noticed that old Toby was gone, but I didn't pay no attention because, you know, he's got the run of the neighborhood, and so, like I say, all the kids play with him, and so I don't worry about him. But he was gone, and all the kids come by here about between 7 and 8 o'clock, maybe 7 and 9 o'clock, and it's dark down here in these woods. It really is. And they had their costumes on, and some of them was witches, and some of them was ghosts, and some of them was devils, and some of them was things I didn't know what they was, but they had a good time, and I always give them Snickers, because they like them Snicker bars, and so I always give them Snickers, and so they like coming down to my place, and I give them, you know, 3 or 4 of them, because I got, you know, I like spending money on them. I get a kick out of the kids coming around, and one girl come around, and she said she was allergic to chocolate. Said she couldn't eat it. It was make her sick. I had never heard of that before. I didn't know that they was people that couldn't eat chocolate, but she said she couldn't. And I told her, I said, I'm just sorry as I can be, but I said, I'll have something for you next year. But I said, I ain't got nothing but Snickers this year. Well, 2 or 3 of the kids said, well, we'll swap with her, and said, you go ahead and give her the Snicker. And he said, we'll swap her some of our stuff that ain't chocolate. And so I told him, I said, that's just awful good of you to take care of this little old girl that way. And I told her, I said, now next year, when you come around, I'll have something that ain't chocolate. But anyway, they took the candy and they went on off, and I forgot all about it, and I was just about ready to go to bed. But I always set up late on Halloween because I'm afraid that somebody will come by and do some mischief. And sure enough, about 12 midnight, I heard a racket in the road. And I went out in the porch. I didn't have no shoes on, just had my breeches and shirt on, but didn't have no shoes on. And there was a gang of kids out in the road. They was, I just barely could see them because it was dark. And they had them Halloween costumes on, and most of them was, you know, black, dark colors, and I couldn't tell one from another. And there was this one of them, and he was about 10 foot tall. And that's the truth. I don't know how he made himself that tall, but he said, "Trick or treat." And I said, "Well, I ain't got nothing." I said, "Y'all was here earlier tonight." And I said, I give out all that I had, and I ain't got nothing here. I said, "Now, I'd give you something if I had it, but I ain't got it." And so he looked like it made him mad, and he started making growling rackets and everything. And he said, "I said trick or treat." "Well," I said, "I ain't got nothing. I can't give you nothing." Well, I wasn't, you know, I knowed it was somebody just having fun, and that didn't make me no difference. But what happened was, that he went over to the gate, and had this animal with him, and this animal was black, and it had horns, and it was a great big old animal, and he opened that gate and turned that animal loose, and it commenced to run in circles around the yard. Well, that like to scared me to death, because I didn't know what it was. It had a tail. And the tail dragged the ground, you know, and it would, you know, it would wiggle its tail, and it the tail would scrape along the ground because it was too long for the animal, and I couldn't. That like to scared me to death, and that animal was running around and round and round, and all of a sudden he started barking, and that scared me too. But then I knowed it was old Toby's bark. And what them kids had done is they had got old Toby and they'd turned him black somehow or other. I don't know how they made him black, but they did. And they put horns on him and put a tail on him. And that like to scared me to death for a minute. They made him look like a devil is what they done. And just for a little while, that scared me. I didn't know what that thing was. And so, of course, I decided after I figured out what it was that I would play along with them because I know they was getting a kick out of it. So I said, "Oh, Lord, I've got to get back in the house." And they commenced to laughing, you know. And so they got saying, "Get him, Jack, get him." And they making out like that old dog's name was Jack. And I was hollering, "Oh, don't, Jack, leave me alone." And I run back in the house and slammed the door, you know, and locked it. And, of course, they was all laughing. I was just playing along with them at that point because I know they was just playing a prank on me. But, you know, for just a little bit there, that I did think they'd turn the devil loose on me. And so, anyway, that was last year's Halloween, and it's going to be coming up this year, and they're going to be, you know, they just see what all they can do, what all mischief they can do, but it's funny. It ain't, you know, it ain't harmful to nobody, and they didn't do nothing to me except scare me a little bit at first, and that, you know, that's what Halloween is all about, and I get a kick out of Halloween myself. So I'm real curious to see what they're going to come up with this year. But they always come up with some new stuff. And so it'll be fun to watch them. I hope they pick out somebody else besides me, though. So anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that story. And when Halloween comes along here, I'll let you know what happens down here. But I know it's going to be funny. I'm sure of that.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.